Diane, we've just come down 79, and here we are at the...
It's called I-79 High Technology Corridor, and we work for the West Virginia High Technology Consortium Foundation, and we do the security, maintenance, and janitorial for all these facilities here. It's one of our commercial clients.
My name is Diane Lewis. I am the President and CEO of Action Facilities Management. I grew up in Clarksburg, West Virginia, which is part of Harrison County. I went to Liberty High School, and then I went to Fairmont State College. I have an accounting degree, and I have a banking degree from Fairmont State College. And from there, I started working, and I haven't stopped.
The headquarters of Lewis's company, Action Facilities Management, or AFM, overlooks I-79 near Morgantown. AFM employs more than 300 people in 9 states. In addition to commercial contracts, they provide security, maintenance, and ground services for an impressive list of government agencies.
We work for Homeland Security,
the FBI.
We do work for the Department of Defense,
the General Services Administration,
Department of State,
FEMA,
CDC, which is Centers for Disease Control,
the U.S. Navy.
We have the National Energy Technology Laboratory, and we also do work for another Department of Energy called the Office of Legacy Management,
among others. In the 1990s, Diane worked for a company in Morgantown owned by a man called Kenny Jackson. In 2001, when Jackson was winding down his company, he encouraged Diane Lewis to start her own. She did, in her basement, with her teenage son as her only employee.
I told my son, I said, "You're going to have to be my secretary." And he's like, "I don't want to be a secretary." And I'm like, "Yes, you are." And so we started in slow beginnings. 2003, I started marketing to the federal government, and I actually received my certification through the U.S. Small Business Administration in Clarksburg, and I actually got our first contract in 2004.
Today, Lewis's son, Don Hill, manages the company's Washington, D.C. offices. Her daughter, Stephanie, works for the FBI. As a leader, 50-year-old Lewis aims to make sure her customers are happy.
There's Brad.
My name is Brad Calandrelli. I'm Director of Facilities at the High Tech Consortium in Fairmont, West Virginia. And I first met Diane